Curtain Raisers has a production, and Joanna Bunden is here with us today. And Joanna, tell us a little bit about bringing Tommy Douglas and Father Per Murray together for a play that's taking place. Or it's not really a play, it's like an event.
It's a whole event. It's called Tommy and Per. And what it is an imagined conversation between Tommy Douglas, who most folks know, and Per Athol Murray, who is very tied to the history of Wilcox, Saskatchewan, the founder of Notre Dame College.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than a play. It's a play written by Arthur Milner. But we've also developed a whole sort of installation in a gallery space so that if folks aren't familiar with the history of 1962, they can really get fully immersed in that and the stakes of the moment that were so hot in Saskatchewan in 1962 around the doctor's strike and Medicare almost not happening here.
Mm-hmm. Now, and it's an interesting tie-in that you have actually with the college. So maybe tell us a little bit about your family background with Per Murray.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. A couple years ago, my grandma was quite sick and she was dying. And during that time, I was reading her lots of stories about the early days of the college. And it was so wonderful. It was so healing, you know, to like spend that nice time getting to know a little bit about her history. And suddenly I became kind of aware of who Per Athol Murray was. And he'd always loomed quite large in my life as a figure in my life through story. But I sort of became quite enchanted with this character. And I said to my friend Arthur Milner, who's a playwright, I said, I wonder if you'd be interested in this guy as a character. So he went out to the college, he went out to Notre Dame. He, you know, was blown away, I think as lots of people are, by Notre Dame College, by there's something called the Tower of God there, by the whole sort of ethos of the place. And a couple months later, he said, you know what, Joe, I've got a draft of a play. And he had totally pulled this character into an imagined situation with Tommy Douglas, pulled this character into a totally different direction and come out with this play that sets these two Saskatchewan icons, you know, in a really nice dialogue with one another.
And that's kind of what I wondered, because knowing some of the background of the college and whatever, and then how's this fit with Tommy Douglas? So, Cody, do you have...
Now, who's going to be part of this show that's coming up here?
Yeah, we have a fantastic team. I already mentioned Arthur Milner, who sort of, you know, gave us the script. We've been developing it for a couple years with him. And then on stage, folks will recognize Kevin Cunningham. They might know him from Corner Gas. He's playing Per. He's exceptional. He's exceptional. And then Jaden Pfeiffer, pretty well-known actor here in Regina, is playing Tommy Douglas. And I want to give a really big shout out also to two other artists on the project. Lee Henderson has been working so closely with the Saskatchewan Archives, developing the installation space that the audience will wander through. And Judy Wenzel is directing. Judy just wrapped Peter Pan at the Globe Theatre. Folks will know her work from that.
And we should mention Kevin Cunningham played Mayor Fitzy on...
That's
on
right.
Corner Gas. So in case you're wondering, well, what character was he on Corner Gas? Mayor Fitzy. That's who it was.
That's right. And was that Rolo?
It was filmed out at Rolo.
So he just skipped down the road to Wilcox.
Yeah.
So it'll feel like old home week.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Now, how can people get tickets? Because this sounds like it's going to be fascinating, and it is this week.
It's going to be fascinating, and it's like the hottest ticket in town. It's selling fast. So please get your tickets really soon at curtainraisers.ca. And I want to mention we have a tiered ticket system. So you can get a free ticket, you could get a $15 ticket, a $35 ticket, or if you want to, you know, support our dream to bring this project on the road, you could also get a $50 ticket.
That'd be very cool for high schools, are you thinking?
Yes.
Or communities?
Yeah, and we actually have 90 students from Notre Dame College coming to a rehearsal today. So we're going to test that idea, like how will this play with high school students? Is this something that could hit the road and you really, you know, enhance curriculum and stuff like that? We'd love that.
Perfect. So this is happening at the Saskatchewan Science Center. What time and what days?
Sure. So we open on Wednesday the 26th with a 7 p.m. show. And we've got a Thursday 7 p.m. We've also got a Friday 11 a.m. matinee, if that's more your jam. Friday 7 p.m., Saturday 2 p.m., Saturday 7 p.m., and then we close on Sunday with a 2 p.m. matinee.
Joanna Bunden, hey, thank you so much for stopping on by. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.